We have some good friends who came up here tonight from Nashville, Tennessee. Your old home, your old stomping grounds, my old stomping. Many of us have stomped around Nashville trying to get here or there. And so I'd like to take you back. There's two stories here because this is a story that goes back to when Lionel and I met way back in the days when I love when he did the Commodore's Brick House. There's no place in the world where you can't play that song and get everybody on the dance floor, even today. That said, one day at a booking conference in Texas, I had one guitar player with me trying to make my way up the ladder of success, and they had a booking conference where you had to play like Battle of the Bands, and you had to draw your place in line. And the Commodores rolled in a bus that looked like it came from the Starship Enterprise. And we sat there with our guitars, and we drew the lucky number to have to follow the Commodores. They got on stage and killed it. And my neurotic guitar player would start screaming at me, "What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?" I said, "Drinking heavily would be a start here." Something will come to me. It's a mystery, I know. And it did. We had 15 minutes. Picture this, the Commodores have come off stage and worked the crowd into a complete frenzy, and here I gotta get up there with my acoustic guitar and my drunk, neurotic guitar player. So for 13 minutes, I did nothing but praise Lionel, Richie, and the Commodores, and for the last 2.5 minutes, I played this next song, and we both got just as many shows. But I only want to add one more little thought. If you take the song titles of this song and the one which will follow, put a comma between them, you have a very complete sentence. As in, why don't we get drunk and screw, comma, all night long. I love English grammar. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Far mid-range picture. Another